Okay, we are, today's daf is daf Yud Ches and Bava Kama. We're on daf Yud Zayin on the base, two lines in the bottom where it says Tashima. So the Gemara is trying to answer the suffix, right? Taking the answer to the suffix of Rava. Rava had a suffix whether we go Basar Meri Kara, according to the initial action, or Basar Tvarmana. We go according to the time when the item actually broke to determine what the nezik is. Nafkamina would be whether it's actually nezik masabit gufo or tsroros. Because then the nafkamina for that would be whether you pay nezik shalom or chatzi nezik. So the Gemara is now going to try to bring a proof from the following brisa. This brisa is going to come up three or four times in today's daf and try to use it as a proof because it's a pretty esoteric brisa. It doesn't really say much, and then we're going to try to explain. So tashma, we're learning a brisa. Hidus, right? If a chicken jumps up and down onto a kli, and by jumping up on the kli, it breaks it. So Tana Kaba says, ain't a muad. This is not considered muad. It's not considered a normal action. Ain't a muad. Muad doesn't necessarily mean short time shir. Muad. Muad means a normal action. And therefore, you have to pay nezek shalem, right? No, you don't have to pay nezek shalem. It's not normal. But yesh yomim harezem muad. And some say this is considered muad, and you would pay nezek shalem. So what Gemara says? Hidus lakal daitach. A chicken jumping is not considered a normal action. Of course, that's what a chicken does. A chicken hops around all over the place. So that would definitely be nezek regel. It's darko to do that. El alav. What are we dealing with? Hitus vihitis. What happened was the chicken jumped onto the kli. And by the fact that he jumped on the kli, now the kli shoots out from under the chicken's legs, and it rolls somewhere else, and it breaks somewhere else. So you have two parts, the beginning of the action and at the end. So b'hakim iflugi. And this is what the machlokas between the Tanaim and the Braisa is. Demar sover basar mei kara is leman. The yesh omrim say we go basar mei kara. Therefore, it's nezek sholim. Because it's a muad action, meaning it's a typical action, and that with the typical action, it broke begufo, because you go basar meikara. But umar sal basar tvar mana azlinan. The Tanakama holds that since what it means by eno muad, he's saying that we have to be dandad maiseb b'shas shviras hakli, at the end, where it breaks it. And therefore, when it actually broke, the chicken wasn't actually on the kli, it was just, that's not niskei regel, that's going to be niskei tsroros. Therefore, when it says eino muad, it's eino muad l'shalom nezek shalem, rather it only pays chatzi nezek. So you see from here that the suffik of Rava is a machlokas tanaim. So Gemara says, lo, that's not the case of our brisa. A brisa is not dealing with a case where the kli itself rolled, rather behitis tsroros. The chicken jumps up and down, and it jumps on stones and pebbles, and the pebbles shoot out. And the pebbles shoot out, and they break the kli. Rashi says, the top Rashi, v'hatsroro shavru es ha-kelim, v'hu lo naga b'keli. And the chicken itself didn't touch the kli. This is clearly a case of tsroros. Uv'plukta the sumchus rabbanon kamiflagi. And these tanaim have machlokas, and what same machlokas as sumchus rabbanon? Because we know the machlokas between sumchus rabbanon, whether on niskei tsroros you pay nezek sholim or chatzi nezek. Simcha says, despite the halacha Moshe Misinai, we'll guess what to talk about a little bit later, tomorrow, I think, talks about it also. Simcha holds that by Tsroros you still pay Nezek Sholem. The Rabbanim hold by Tsroros you pay Chatzi Nezek. So here we have a case of Tsroros. One Mandamer says you pay Nezek Sholem, because it's Eidem Muad. And the other Mandamer says Muad, which means you pay Chatzi Nezek. And that's the same machlokas as Simcha and the Rabbanon. Gemara says, so therefore we don't have a raya either way to answer the suffix of Rava. I just don't understand. What do you mean you answer stuff with Rava? You answer stuff by Rava telling it's machlokas. So that's Rava suffix. He doesn't know what the halacha is. Okay. That's honestly what the halacha means by saying all these things. But we have a raya for a shayla that is a machlokas. That's not a raya to me. A raya means one way or the other. Okay. So tashma. We're going to try to associate the suffix from Rava from another brisa. Tashma. Tarnagolim shahayim mechatatim bechevel. You have these chickens that were pecking or poking at a rope. And the rope was tied to the rope was a dli, was a kli, right? So tashma tanagolim shayim mechatim bechevel dli, v'nivsak hachevel, and they pecked right through the rope, and the chevel breaks, v'nishbar hadli, and I'm not sure if it happens right away. The chevel breaks, snaps off. Some of the rishonim say the chevel snaps off, and the kli automatically falls and breaks. Mishalim nezek shalim. You see from here, you pay nezek shalim. But remember the action, the destructive force is not at the same time as the damage. So you see, if you're paying nezek sholein, shema minah, the basar meikaras linen. They're going basar meikara. That's not sroros, because you're talking about these actually making contact with the item. That's considered, that would only be if basar meikaras linen. If you would hold basar tavar manas linen, then when the dli broke, the chicken is not touching it. It would only have been sroros. You'd only be chayiv chatzi nezek. So you see from here, since you're paying nezek sholem, you're going basar meikara. Got it? Okay. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a raya, because when it says nezek sholem, targuma achevel, we're talking about the actual rope. Meaning that when we say mishalem nezek sholem, we're talking about the nezek that took place by the fact that the chicken bit through the rope, and you pay nezek sholem on the rope. Rashi says, targuma achevel, the last white line, had the katani nezek sholem achevel. It's talking about the rope. So the Gemara says, wait a second, you can't be mechayev nezek sholem on the rope. For a chicken to peck through a rope, that's Rashi says, Meshunahi she'ein derech shein le'echol es she'ein ro'ilah. So then if it becomes like a told of Karen, because it's not normal, it's not typical. So it becomes a told of Karen, and chati nezek, Rashi says, l'shalim. You should pay chati nezek, but the Brisa says you pay nezek shalim. So Gemara says, no, we can still be dealing with the case of the rope. Dema'uz belisha. The rope was caked in dough. So if a rope is caked in dough, it's typical for a chicken to go peck at the dough. So it's pecking at the dough, it's pecking at the rope. That's not considered something that's mishuna, and therefore it is shein, and the nezek sholem is for shein on the rope. So the Gemara says, wait a second, forget the whole thing. The Brisa says, v'ha nishbar deli katani. The Brisa says that the deli broke. So we're talking about the keli. You're not talking about the rope. You're talking about the keli. It says the deli broke, and you're paying nezek sholem for the deli, for the keli. So we go back to what we are now. So therefore we see Basar Meikara as Leman. So Gemara says, no, again, this Brisa is also not a raya for Rava because Ella Sumchasi. This Brisa is going according to the Shita of Sumchus, the Amar Tsroros Nezek Sholem Mishalim. He says that by Tsroros you still pay Nezek Sholem. So even though this is the case of Tsroros, even if you go Basar Tavramana and it's a din of Tsroros, you would still pay Nezek Sholem because it's a din of Sumchus. So for some cause it makes no difference in this case of Basar Mikara, Basar Tavramana, you would still pay Nezek Shalem. So there's no raya for Rava Safek, because Rava Safek, we're assuming Rava Safek is Aliba de Rabbana. So the Gemara says, wait a second, this cannot be Sumchus. Let's look at the continuation of the Brisa. E Sumchus, Ema Seifa. Take a look at the Seifa. How are we going to explain the Seifa according to Shita Sumchus? What's the Seifa? Nitas Mimeno Shever. Okay, the chicken pecked, the roost, whatever was pecked through the dli, pecked through the rope. Ripped, the dli fell and broke, and then nita shever v'nafal akli acher ushvara. Then from the broken kli that hits the ground, a shard shoots out, that shard hits another kli and breaks that other kli. Okay? So, al rishon mishayim nezek sholem. For the first one, for the dli itself, when it falls, you pay nezek sholem. Al ha'acheron mishayim chati nezek. And for the last, the second kli that breaks from the shard, that you pay chati nezek. Hakim nechatzin nezek on the sumchus. It's tsroros. These sumchus mis lechatzin nezek. Sumchus doesn't have the concept of chatzin nezek or tsroros. This is a tsroros. It's one removed, but it's still tsroros. It's more of a tsroros. And you say chatzin nezek, so it can't be sumchus, because if it was sumchus, there would be no concept of chatzin nezek. So we're going to have to explain, well, if it's according to Rabbanan, why are you paying nezek sholim for the first tsroros? Okay, that should be the raya. So the Gemara says, oh, wait, maybe you'd say this sumchus. V'chi tema, first try to say this, is this sumchus? V'chi tema, shani le sumchus be nezek kocho, le kocho kocho. Sumchus maybe holds, maybe this is where he holds, halacha moshe misinai, the havamin is, that he holds that you're right. Tsroros, one step removed, he holds nezek sholim. But two steps removed, koach kocho? There's a lot of halachic discussions about koach kocho when it comes to damages, when it comes to kocho Shabbos. It's the whole thing about koach kocho on the CD. I think that's the one that from Rabbi Boxing. That's the one about koach kocho today. So if koach kocho, maybe koach kocho, if it's one step removed, maybe there Sumchus agrees that's only chati nezek. Gemara says that can't be. The Elahod, the boy Rav Ashi, we can see tomorrow's daf on Daf Yates. Rav Ashi has a suffix. He says, "What's the din of koach kocho according to Sumchus?" He says, "Koach kocho l'sumchus ki kocho dami olav ki kocho dami." Is it considered kocho dami? Therefore, pay nezek shalem like Sumchus, because the soros going to Sumchus is nezek shalem. Olav ki kocho dami, you only pay chati nezek. So why would he have a suffix? Tipshit late, lav kochocho dami. If our brisa goes like simchus, see from here that it's lav kochocho dami, because simchus holds that kochocho in this brisa would be chati nezek. So if he doesn't answer his suffix from this brisa, mashma this brisa is not considered for the din of simchus. So based on that, we can go back and now say, El Lav, we must be dealing, the Rabbanan he, that this is the Shita of the Rabbanan, and Shema Mina, Basam Ikaraz Linan. And you see, Basam Ikaraz Linan, that's why in the first Dli, when it breaks, Yechayim Nezek Shalem. Because you go Basam Ikara, the damage took place when he chops off, when he pecks off the rope, Basam Ikara. Because if it was Basam Manatava, it would have been Tsoros and Chachi Nezek. So that's why the first Dli gets paid Nezek Shalem. The second one, when the shard shoots off, that's clearly Tsroros, because there's no physical contact between the damager and the damaged item. And therefore, you would pay Chatzi Nezek. The question is, though, even according to Rabbanan, and you go Basa Meikara, why is this considered Mazi Begufo? He's hitting the assumption has to be that the Dli and the rope are considered one unit. Because otherwise, there's no contact between the chicken and the dli. He's only chopping at the rope. So I guess that the assumption is that somehow the dli. I saw that the Yad David says that Yad David is David Sinsheim, I think he is. He was a French rabbi. He was appointed by Napoleon to start up the Sanhedrin. David Sinsheim. So the Gemara says. So here you see from here we have a proof. We have a proof from this brisa that we go basam ikaros linan. So the Gemara says no. Rabibi bar Abaye, Rabibi says the name of Abaye, de ka'azo mineyu me'nei. We're not even dealing with the case where the chicken, the dli didn't break just by falling off the rope. What happened was the chicken kept pushing the dli by its goof, kept pushing it further until it broke. He chopped it off the dli, chopped it off the rope, it fell, and then the chicken keeps pushing it. So it's constantly in contact with it. So therefore, even if you go according Basar Manatava, even if you go according to the time of Sfiris HaKeli, nevertheless, this would be Nuske Gufo and not Nuske Sroros, and you'd have no Raya one way or another, whether you go Basar Mikara or Basar Manatava. Okay, just here is major tumult about the Psak of the Rif. Okay, because the Rif holds here by this Ukimta. The Rif holds by this Ukimta, meaning that by knocking off the Dli and the Dli falls, the only way you chayiv in this case in Nezek Shalem is if the chicken keeps pushing it. From Sumashma, had a chicken not pushed it and it broke by itself, it'd be Chatzi Nezek. Right. So therefore, if you don't do it, it won't be Chatzi Nezek, based on that, the Rif seems to be holding that you go Basar Manotava. But The Rif Paskins in the Suffolk, by the case that was brought down before, that was brought down yesterday, right? The case yesterday was Zorakli Merosh Agag, Oba Ocha Vishor, Oba Makel, Putter. He says, Putter, he Paskins like that. And based on the way we learned Rashi yesterday, Putter meant that the first guy was Chai, the second guy's Putter, because you're going Basar Meikara. So the Rashba and the Balamor, they all ask on the Rif, you're so see yourself. One place you say Basar Meikara, one place you say Basar Manatava. So they all give their Teirutzim. The Teirutz I saw also that's interesting is the Teirutz of the Ramban and the Mochamos, that's also in the Din of the Garmi, is he holds that they always say the Basar Manatava as Linan. The Raya before, the case before, where it says Amar Rava Zarakli Meirosh Agag Uba Akar Ushvaru Bamako Pater, it's going on the second guy's Pater, but it never says the first guy's Chayav. The first guy's definitely Pater, according to the Ramban. It's a different way of learning that Raya. The first guy's definitely Pater because Rav says Manatavra. Why is the second guy Potter? The second guy's Potter because he broke a worthless kli. Because it had no value. He broke it 1 second right at the floor. So the Chiddush, Beinkach, the first guy's Potter. The Chiddush is the second guy's Potter despite the fact that it's Basar Manatavra. And one of the Ravan's real proofs, I think it's a good question on Rashi, is because it says, Ba'achar Usvar B'makal Potter. The second guy's Potter never mentions the first guy's Chayev. Rashi adds the first guy's Chayev. But if that's the case, you go Basar Manatavra, therefore that makes sense. The Rif makes sense. He goes Basar Manatavra, he passes like that case. And also in the case over here, he goes by if you go Basar Manatavra, and unless the chickens are pushing it, there'd be no Chiyuv, it would only be Chatzi Nezek. It would only be Tsroros in that case. Okay. That's the Rif. The Ramban has an answer, that's another answer. There's a Ravid in the Kasav Shan that has an answer. The Rosh quotes that. There's a Rashba. There's the whole to do on the Shita of the Rif. Okay. So We don't have a right, we don't have an answer for Rava Safik in that case. Next case, next question of Rava. Bayi Rava. Chatzi Nezek Tzroros. The Chatzi Nezek that you pay for Tzroros. Migufo Mishalim or Me'ali Mishalim. Do you pay it Migufo? Meaning, do you have to pay like a din of a short tam? Short tam pays Chatzi Nezek, it's only Migufo. Or Me'ali Mishalim. Or since it's a din of Shein, do you pay Me'alia? Meaning you have to pay from the best and you have to pay in your whole, all your properties Meshuvan. The topic is, what is the determining factor in the din of Tzroros? Is it the payment that determines the determining characteristic, or is it the mode of damage that's the determining characteristic? If it's the payment, you go Basar Chatzi Nezek is like a short, what is the other Chatzi Nezek? By short time, it's only Migufo. If you go Basar according to the characteristic of the damage, it's a din of shame. Shame pays me an aliyah. So what's the answer to that? So here, the Gemara gives the study of the Safek. Do you say Migufo Mishalim? Delo Ashrichan Chatzi Nezek the Mishalim Aliyah. Do you say to pay Migufo only up to the value of the animal, because we don't find any other place where Chatzi Nezek pays me Aliyah? The only other Chatzi Nezek is a short time, and it pays Migufo. O Dilma Me Aliyah Mishalim. Or do we say, no, you pay from Aliyah, you pay from the best. Delo Ashrichan Ke Orche the Mishalim Migufo. We don't find any other place where you did damage, you know, did damage in a typical fashion. Tzoros is a din of Shein, in this case. I mean, din of Regel, it's typical. We don't find any other place where you do damage in a typical fashion that you don't pay Megufo, you have to pay Megufo. So what's the din? So Gemara tries to bring a raya from our Bryce that we had last time. Tashima is the second attempt to use this Bryce as a raya. Hidus, right? The chicken jumps up and down onto the Kalim. One man number says, Eina Muad, it's not Muad, therefore you pay Chatzi Nezek, because Eina Muad means that it's not typical, therefore you pay Chatzi Nezek. The Yeshomim Harezim Muad, no, this is a typical action, and you would pay Nezek Shalim. So Hidus the cycle Daitik, you have a Havim to say that jumping up and down onto Kalim is not typical of a chicken, that's what it does. El Alav Hidus Vihitis. We're talking about a case where the chicken jumped up and down onto stones, and the stones shot out, Nitazu Hatsoros, the stones shot out onto Kalim and broke the Kalim. And this is what the machlokus is. Manda amar ena muad. The one who says ena muad kasaver migufo mishalim. He says you have to pay nizke soros only migufo. That's what it means. That's what it means. Ena muad, right? Umanda amar muad kasaver me'aliyah mishalim. The one who says it's muad, it's a muad like a characteristic of muad. You pay me an aliyah just like regular shame. This one also is muad. You pay. And this way, it's din. The din is like a sure muad. In that, or of shame, which is always muad, in that you pay min ha'aliyah. So Gemara says, no, there's no hechrach to say that this is the kavanah of the machlokas and the brisa. Rather, you can say, b'plukta de sumchus rabbanah kamifiki. Like we said before, now we're talking about a case of tzoros, and this is the machlok, nezek sholim, chatzi nezek is the same machlokas between sumchus and rabbanon. Sumchus says you pay nezek sholim on tzoros, rabbanon says you pay chatzi nezek, and that's the same, that's the machlokas in this brisa. No raya to answer the suffix of brother. So Gemara now tries to bring another brisa for raya. This is based on, this is a Mishnah on Chaf Aleph from the base. So Tashma, Hakelev Shanatol Charara, V'Halach L'Gadish. Okay, the dog takes a cake that's been cooking on a coal. He takes it together. He has the hot coal and the cake. And V'Halach L'Gadish, and he walks to the stalks. V'Achal HaCharara, he eats the cake, he eats the biscuit. V'Hidlik Esagadish. And he places the coal down, and the coal, the burning coal, lights fire to the stalks. So what's the din? Ala charara mishalim nezek shalim. For the biscuit, the dog's owner has to pay nezek shalim, because that's shame. He ate it. That's typical. Al hagadish, but for the gadish itself, mishalim chatzi nezek. He only has to pay chatzi nezek. So the question is now, why does he only have to pay chatzi nezek? My timer, what's the reason why he only has to pay chatzi nezek? Lav mishum the havil hu tzroros. Isn't it because it's a din of tzroros? Because the dog doesn't burn the dog doesn't burn down the stalks by himself. He puts in something else, and then the coal shoots stuff out, and then the fire disperses amongst the stalks. So that's a din. Assuming that may be a din of tzoros. He only lit on this makam, on this place itself. So some we saw him say that. So on the place, the damage done to the actual place where he put down the coal, that would be tzoros. That would be begufo, and that would be nezek sholim. But for the rest of it, that would be chatzi nezek. So you see over here, it's tzroros, and you pay chatzi nezek, and there's a tosefta that comes to explain this Mishnah, the Tanya La Mishalim chatzi nezek migufo. That chatzi nezek that you're paying for the damage that the dog did to the gadish, you only pay migufo. So you see from here, making one assumption that's a din of tsroros, and another assumption that the Tosefta adds that you pay me gufo. So you see from here that chati nezek tsroros, you only pay me gufo. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Why? Because there's a shita of, not, this is the Iker's chaser from the Gemara here, but there is a, you can't say that the chati nezek that you pay is midin tsroros, because there's a dissenting opinion of Rabbi Elazar in that Mishnah. V'tisbara, right? V'tisbara l'Rabbi Elazar nezek sholem igufa mi'ashachan. Is it possible to say that Rabbi Elazar is going to say that nezek sholem igufa mi'ashachan? Meaning, Rabbi Elazar is cholik on the Tanakama in that Mishnah, and he says that even on the Sreifas HaGadish, the Baal HaKelev has to pay nezek sholem. Right? And yet he also holds that Tosefta is going on the entire Mishnah. That Tosefta explains that you're only paying migufo. So Rabbi Elazar has nezek sholem migufo. So the Gemara asks, is it possible to have a case of nezek sholem migufo miashkechan? How is it possible to have a case of, you never find a case of paying full damage only migufo. Nezek sholem is min aliyah. If we're mechayev of the person to pay nezek sholem, you can't, it has to be min aliyah. Even according to Sumchus, who says that nizkei tsroros you pay nezek sholem, that's min aliyah. That's not just migufo. So there can't be a case of tsroros, because then the dissenting opinion of Rabbi Elazar makes no sense. Ella, so how do we explain that why you're paying chatzin nezek if it's not midin tsroros? To go into shani b'habig acheles, because we're talking about, it's a mashunadik type of damage, right? The dog sort of put in its mouth the biscuit along with the burning coal. Not typical for a dog, I guess, to put a burning piece of coal into its mouth. So that's why the Tanakhama says you pay chatzin nezek, because this is keren, but it's a tam. It's not muad, so you pay chatzin nezek. So why does Rabbi Elazar say you pay nezek sholem? The Rabbi Elazar sabla k'rabi tarfon, the amar mishuna keren, the chatzar anizak, nezek sholem mishalem. He also k'rabi tarfon. We have Rabbi Tarfon, and we haven't even got to Rabbi Tarfon. He's on the top of Dalai, but we've seen him plenty. Rabbi Tarfon says that if a tam damage, keren tam, in the Rishus HaNizak, you still pay nezek sholem. Therefore, you have to pay nezek sholem. And Rabbi Tarfon, even though you're paying nezek sholem, here's the case. Rabbi Tarfon, Rashi points this out. Rabbi Tarfon says, you still only pay me gufo. Right? Because it's a tam damage. Tam damage is only me gufo. Because really, Tom, you only pay chatzin nezek. Here is just an extra chumrah because it's chatzar anizak. But it doesn't move it up to paying min aliyah. So the Gemara says, so therefore you see that that you're talking about, seem over here, you're talking about, the machlokus is about keren tam. It's not about sroros of regel. And therefore there's no raya from here for Rava's kakasha about sroros of regel, whether you pay min aliyah or min agufo. Okay, good? Fine. So the Gemara says, v'lohi, wait a second. Why are you muchrach to explain this way? The my time of mukam to leker Rabbi Tarfon. Why did you say that Rabbi Elazar has to hold like Rabbi Tarfon? Mishum nezek sholem. Because we had a question: how can Rabbi Elazar hold you pay nezek sholem midin regel and only pay migufo? If it's midin regel, if it's soros midin regel, Rabbi Elazar has and you're paying. How do you have nezek sholem migufo? So the Gemara can say, wait, maybe Rabbi Elazar Sover Kesumchus, maybe he holds like Sumchus, the Amar Tsroros Nezek Shalem Yishalim, that by Tsroros you do pay Nezek Shalem, the Savalak Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who will learn on Daf Mem Hey, that Sad Thomas Bimkomo Omedes. Rabbi Yehuda's din is, Yehuda's din is that when you pay Mu'ah damages, what it is half the damage, the first half of the damage is still Midin Tam, and the extra half is paid me din muad. Meaning the first half you only pay me gufo, and the second half is added upon it, that's where you pay me an aliyah. But the tzad tam is still inherent in the damage. It never goes away. So how does that work out? So then according to Rabbi Elazar, he holds like Simplus and Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, when the Bailim pay Nezek Sholem because of the Nitzkei Tsroros, they pay it like he pays Chatzi Miguf for Behema, and Chatzi, he's paying min aliyah. So your whole question was, nezek sholem migufo for me'ashkechan. This isn't nezek sholem migufo for me'ashkechan. Because half of it, he's only like Rabbi Yehuda. Part of it's tam, part of it's muad. That's why he's paying nezek sholem. And it says migufe, he's right, hilchanami migufe, because that tzad tamus is still in there. So v'chi katani migufo atzad tamus. When the Tosefta explains migufo, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's talking about the tzad tamus in there. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar still holds a din of tsroros. If it's still a din of tsroros, you can prove from here that according to Tanakama that you pay tsroros migufo. Rabbi Elazar just says you pay nezek sholem, and that extra part, if you're going like Sumchus and you're going like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda, then you pay nezek sholem, and that extra half is min aliyah. But if you don't hold like Sumchus, and you hold like the Rabbanan, you see from here that Nezek, that Tsroros is paid Migufo. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Amar Le Rav, because you can't say that Rav Elazar holds like Rabbi Yehuda in this case. Amar Le Rav Sama, Brei de Rav Ashi, Le Ravino, Eimur de Shamas Le Rabbi Yehuda B'tam Ben Asa Muad. Yeah, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda's din is only said by a short time, that's Nogea three times, and on the fourth time, it becomes a Muad. So therefore, in the fourth Negicha, there's still a Tzad Tamas in there. Tamas not death, it's not short time. It's short Tzad Tam in there. But the muad mitchiloso mishamasle, muad mitchiloso, the damage done by Shane, it's muad mitchiloso. You can't say the tzad tamos is still in there. There never was a tzad tamos. It's muad mitchiloso. So we're talking about in this case tsroros of Shane. In this case, there's no tzad tamos. It's muad mitchiloso according to Sumchus. So if Rav Elazar holds like Sumchus, then the go back. Our question comes back. He holds like Sumchus. Therefore, he's paying nezek sholem. But how can he pay nezek sholem? Where does he pay nezek sholem? Migufo miashukhan. So the Gemara says, Ela ki ka'ama Rabbi Elazar. Why does Rabbi Elazar say that you pay Nezek Shalem? Kigon di'i ya'ad. We're dealing with a case where this is Nezek, this is Karen. This is Karen. But this is a case where it's Muad, because the dog has done this on multiple occasions. The dog has done this on multiple occasions. So it's Sroros of Karen that you became Muad for. Because it's Mashuna to take it in its mouth, so it's Karen. It's not direct damage, so it's Sroros. It's Sroros of Karen. That you became muad for. You've done it more than once. So that's why he claims that you pay nezek. That's why you pay nezek sholem. Okay. Ubahakam miplagi. And this is the machlokes in the Chachamim Rabbi Elazar. Again, the Chachamim said that you only pay chati nezek. Mar savar Rabbi Elazar holds, and we're going to have this suffix in a minute. Mar savar yesha adalit tsroros. You can the concept of muad by niske tsroros exists to flip the din tsroros from chati nezek into nezek sholem. Because right by niske tsroros you only pay chati nezek like a short time. But he says from here what happens is just like a short time who does it three times becomes a muad nezek sholem. So too by niske tsroros you would pay you flip from a muad into the time and you would have to pay nezek sholem. Umar the chachamim savar ein ha'adol tsroros. There's no such thing as becoming a muad when it comes to tsroros because the whole idea of tsroros comes from Shane. Tsroros is a typical type of damage. Halacha Moshe Mishnah says, even though this is typical, right, since there's no ha'ado in typical damage, there's no ha'ado when it comes to regel, there's no ha'ado when it comes to tsroros. Once you have a din chatzi nezek and tsroros, it always stays chatzi nezek. So even in this case, you would pay chatzi nezek. So we don't have an answer, we don't necessarily have a raya. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if we're saying that the machlokas here is whether ha'adalit tsroros or ain't ha'adalit tsroros, we could answer Rava's next suffix. Ela ha'dabai Rava, yesh ha'adalit tsroros, or ain't ha'adalit tsroros. Why does Rava have a suffix? Rava has a suffix whether or not if you have din ha'adalit tsroros, an animal walks three times in the Rishus HaNizak and shoots out pebbles from under its foot, it does it three times, and the fourth time is it pay nezek shalem. So the Gemara, does he have that? He has that suffix. So Ilu Rabbanan, if he's going according to the Chachamim, you see, ain't adalit tsroros. And Ilu Rabbi Elazar, yesha adalit tsroros. Again, so the Gemara says, so what's the suffix? I asked again, what do you mean what's the suffix? The suffix is what's the halacha? I don't understand how you answer a suffix with a machlokas. That's what the suffix is. Doesn't know what the halacha is. Okay.
Maybe because he's just saying it's an older issue.
Then therefore. So he has a suffix. How you paskin? That's what his suffix. Bottom line, we ever have these sveikos, isn't it typically? So what do we hold like? What do we hold like? So okay, but obviously he's saying like what you're saying. He's saying that if it's a pre-existing machlokas, don't have a suffix. Just
what the suffix is in
svara. The suffix maybe. Yeah, okay. So he's asking what the suffix is in svara. Now he's saying there's no suffix in svara. You know what the svaras are. So just choose one.
Here or
there. Okay. So Amalach Rava says no. I can say like this. That can't answer my this. We can't answer my suffix from this. Kimi boy lili didi. The suffix that I have, whether it's ha'adol b'tsoros, it's whether you have ha'adol b'tsoros, that's a liba de rabbanon de pligi b'sumchus. My suffix is within the din of the Rabbanon, who are cholik on sumchus and hold that chati nezek, that tzroros should pay chati nezek. According to their shita, there's a makom for the suffix to think that maybe if the behemoth was hati tzroros three times, you'd have to pay nezek sholem. Abal hacha, but the machlokas that you just brought down between Rabbanon and Rabbi Lazar, abal hacha, he says, bein the Rabbanon, bein the Rabbi Lazar, kisumchus sviruluhu. Both that Mishnah, that Brisa, is they both shitas are going according to Sumchas. Why? The Amar Tzroros Nezek Shalim Mishalim, who says that by Tzroros you pay Nezek Shalim. So therefore you really should be paying Nezek Shalim. They both hold you're paying Nezek Shalim by Tzroros. Aye, but the Rabbanan said in this Brisa you're paying Chati Nezek. The time of my Amar Rabbanan Chati Nezek. Why? The Shani Blo Iyoi. Because what are we dealing with? We're not dealing with Tzroros of Regel here. We're dealing with Tzroros of Keren. Tzroros of Keren is Mishunah. So if it's Mishuna, that's why you're paying Chati Nezek. You're not paying Chati Nezek within Tzroros. You're paying Chati Nezek midin a damage that's Mishuna, midin Keren. Right? The Shani below Iyoid. It's a Mishuna type of Nezek, and there was no, he didn't become a Muad yet. He didn't become a Muad yet, so you're only paying Chati Nezek. And the Plikto, the Rabbi Tarfon of Rabbonikam Iplugi. And what's the Machlokas in that Brisa? That Brisa, again, is the Machlokas in Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim. According to the Tanakhama, we're dealing with the cases of the short Tam, right? This dog took the biscuit, the burning coal, and placed it on the Gedish in my Rishus. So it's a short Tam, it's the Shunah Bekeren, Birishus Hanizak. That's the Machlokas of Rabbi Tarfon and Chachamim. One man, the Rabbi Tarfon says you pay Nezek Shalim. Rabbi Lazar says you pay Nezek Shalim. And one man says you pay Chati Nezek. That's like the Chachamim, you only pay Chati Nezek. But really, they all hold like Sumchus that if this was a din of Tzroros to Regel, you would pay Nezek Shalim. And my suffix about Muad B'Tzroros is only with din is not according to Sumchus, it's only according to the Rabbanon, who say you pay Chati Nezek when it comes to Tzroros to Regel. So therefore, I can't answer my suffix from here. Because my suffix is not within the Shita. My suffix is within the Shita of the Chachamim, not within the Shita of Sumchus. Okay? So the Gemara says, okay, so now, Rabbi Tarfon, now we're saying, back to this Brisa, what do we have now? According to this explanation, the Machlokas in the Brisa between Rabbi Lazar and Chachamim was the Machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim. So Rabbi Tarfon says now, you're paying Nezek Shalim, because it's Mishuna Keren versus Anizak. And the Tosefta said, you pay Migufo. So the Gemara asks, Amor to Shamas Leil Rabbi Tarfon Nezek Sholem. Okay, understand Rabbi Tarfon says that you pay Nezek Sholem. But Migufo Mishamas Leil? Only Migufo? Where do we see that Rabbi Tarfon says you only pay Migufo? If you pay Nezek Sholem means you pay him in an Aliyah, which is against the what we were learning before. But where does Rabbi Tarfon say that you only, if you're paying Nezek Sholem, you look at the type of Nezek you're paying. Nezek Sholem is, makes it like a Shor Muad. Shor Muad pays Min Haliyah. So, but this Tosefta explained that it's only Migufo. Even according to Rabbi Lazar, who said that you're paying Nezek Sholem, because now he holds like a Rabbi Tarfon, he should be paying Min Haliyah. So the Gemara says, in? Yeah, no, we do. Because, even according to Rabbi Tarfon, you only pay Migufo. So, but Mehecha Maisela, from where do we see that Rabbi Tarfon says that a short Tam, where does Rabbi Tarfon learn the whole din that a short Tam, Bereshus HaNizak, pays Nezek Shalim? Well, he learns it, Mikeren Mereshus HaRabim. What does that mean? Since Keren is only Mishalim Chati Nezek Bereshus HaRabim, one second, let's do this again. Rabbi Tarfon has a Kavachomer, right? The Kavachomer is that Keren only pays Chati Nezek Mishus HaRabim, right? But one second. Where does Rabbi Tarfon learn that a short time that's Nogeich Mishus HaNizak pays Nezek Shalim? He learns it out from a Kavachomer, Mikeren Mishus HaRabim. Since Keren only pays Chati Nezek Mishus HaRabim, we have to be machmir on it in Mishus HaNizak to pay Nezek Shalim, because we see by Shane and Regel that are putter completely in Rishus HaRabim, nevertheless, Rishus HaNizak, they pay Nezek Shalem. So Keren, Alachas Kam V'Kama, if it pays Chati Nezek in Rishus HaRabim, it should pay Nezek Shalem in Rishus HaNizak. So it's Mekka V'Chomer. So Gemara says, that's where he learns it from. So he says, Dayo Labam in Adin Lios Kenidon. It's enough, it's Dayo. When you lose a Kam V'Chomer, you can only learn out what you can learn out. You can't go above it. So the Kam V'Chomer is telling me that we're learning this like Shane. Right, we're learning this like Shane. Right, so therefore we're bringing across the chiyuv into from of short time into the Rishus HaNizak So if you're learning it across some short time, there's just an Isaac, it's Dayo. Just like the short time only pays me gufo, so too this case should pay me gufo. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? But how are we talking less like Dayo? Rabbi Tapan doesn't hold the swar of Dayo in this case, because he's taking the fact of, he's taking the Chatzi Nezek, and he's translating it into Nezek Shoim. So he's going beyond. He's learning it out. He's learning out a Kavachomer from short time and Rishus HaRabim. Short time Rishus HaRabim only pays Chatzi Nezek. If he's paying Nezek Shoim, he's not going according to the Dayo. So the Gemara says, no. He less Dayo, less like Dayo, than Mifra Kavachomer. Hecha de lo Mifra Kavachomer is like Dayo. You're right. There's two types of Dayo. There's a Dayo that's going to mess up the Kavachomer completely, and there's a Dayo that's going to say, just stop what you're learning, only learn what you get. So the Dayo to mess up the Kavachomer, Rabbi Tarfon says, does not hold a Dayo to mess up the Kavachomer. So therefore, when it comes to the Tashlum L'Chatzi Nezek, if you would say Dayo from where it's being learned from, that Kerem Rishus HaNizak, Eina Mishalemes, would only pay Chatzi Nezek, because you're learning it out from Kerem and Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, you'd only pay Chatzi Nezek. That Dayo doesn't hold, because that Dayo would mess up the entire Kavachomer. But Hecha Delomi for Kavachomer is Le Dayo. Now, once I have the Kavachomer, I do have Dayo. So once I have the Kavachomer, which tells me now that I have to pay Nezek Sholem and Rishus HaNizak, because the combination of short time and with the Shane and the Regel, but then Dayo. Now I'm only going to bring up what I can bring up. I had the Kavachomer existing, and I'm only going to bring in the dinim that are similar to the where I got it from, and that is Migufo, not Min Aliyah. Because short time, the Rishus HaRabim only pays Migufo. Tosfos asks, why don't you learn it the other way around? Okay, so that's why, so according to Rabbi Tarfon now, he holds that Nezek Shalem, Keren Meshunab Rishus HaNizak pays Nezek Shalem, only Migufo. That is the machlokas in the Brisa between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim. And the reason why it's not an answer to Rav Safek is because those shitas are going according to the din of Sumchus. And the reason why the Chacham only pay Chatzi Nezek is because it's Tsoros of Keren. Had it been Tsoros of Regel, he would say Nezek Shalem like Sumchus. Therefore, Rav says my Safek is only Libid Rabban and Rapali on Sumchus. Good? I hope. Okay, so now the Gemara, the talk about that suffix of Rava. Rava says, Gufa, Boy Rava, Yesha Adul Tsoros, is there a din Muai with Tsoros to pay Nezek Shalem? Oh, Ina Adul Tsoros. Or is there no Tsoros? What's the study? Well, there's no Muad to change in the fourth time into Nezek Shalem. The Gemara says, what's the study at suffix? The Keren Midamin Alei. Do we compare Tsoros to Niske Keren? Right? Why? Because you look at the payment. Compare it to the other din that has the similar payment, which is Chatzi Nezek. Just like Keren turns from a Tam to a Muad, so to Tsoros is a Chatzi Nezek turns from a Tam to a Muad. Oh, Dilma Tolada the Regelhu. Or do we say no? Tsoros is a Tolada of Regel. Basically, what's that? Regular Tsoros is a Tolada of Regel. Regel is something that's typical, and if it's something that's typical, you really should be paying Muad from the beginning. But since the Lech Moshe, we see like, comes and says you don't pay Nezek Shalem, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. Therefore, even if it goes four times or 100 times, you still only pay the Chatzi Nezek. So again, the Gemara is now going to bring the Brisa that we did three times. Tashma, Hidus, the chicken jumps up and down onto the Kli. And by the fact that it jumps up and down, it breaks the Kli, ain't a Muad. So the Tanakhama says it's not Muad, therefore you only pay Chatzi Nezek, right? You don't pay the Muad damage. But Yesh Omim HaRezim Muad, you do pay Nezek Shalem. So therefore, and you see from here, so the Gemara says, Hidus cycle daikach? What do you mean? Jumping up and down on a kli is typical for a chicken. Ella, Hidus vehitis. We're talking about a case of tsoros, where it jumps up and down on pebbles, and it shoots out tsoros, and it breaks the kli, and it breaks. So my love could go into Abed Klasa Zimni. We must be dealing with a case where this happened three times. This is the fourth time. Uba hakamifli. Mar, the Yesh Omer, who says you pay, raise the Muad, Sabar Yesha Ada. He holds there is Ha'ada with Tsoros. That's why you're paying Nezek Shalem. Umar, the Tanakhama, says no, ain't Ha'ada. There's no Muad with Tsoros. And therefore, even though he did this four times or 100 times, you only pay Nezek, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. So Mar says, lo, you don't have to say that this is the Machlokes. Lo, the Chad Zimna. You're talking about a case where it's the first time that it happened. Ube Plukta, the Sumchus Rabbanan coming for Gi. The Machlokas is, again, the Machlokas we have is Sumchus Rabbanan, whether or not you pay Nezek Shalem or Chatzi Nezek when it comes to Tsoros. And that's why the Tanakhama says, Eina Muad, meaning you pay Chatzi Nezek, holds like Rabbanan. The Yesh Omrim says, you pay Nezek Shalem, holds like Sumchus. So Gemara says, Ah, Tash Toshma, I'll bring another case. Behema Sheitila Glolium Leisa. A Behema defecated onto a piece of dough. Alright? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishalem Nezek Shalem. Rabbi Yehuda says you pay Nezek Shalem, because this is, I guess he holds that this is some sort of typical damage. Rabbi Lazar Omer Chati Nezek. No, you only pay Chati Nezek. So my lav could go into Abit plus a Zimni. You did this three times. You're assuming it's Sroros, because it's not the actual contact of the body, it's the waste that comes out. It's not connected, it's not the body. So my lav could go into Abit plus a Zimni. You did it three times, this is the fourth time, but Hakam Iplagi. Ma Rabbi Yehuda says, Yesha Adal Tzroros. He holds there is a Adal, therefore you pay Nezek Shalem. Umar, Rabbi Lazar Sover, ain't a Adal, there's no Adal Tzroros, and therefore you only pay Chatzi Nezek. So Gemara says, Lo, no, that's not the case. Bechad Zimna. We're talking about a case where you did it one time. We pluk to the Sumachos Rabbanan Kam Iplagi. Also, it's the Machlok of the Sumachos Rabbanan, whether you pay Nezek Shalem or Chatzi Nezek when it comes to Tzroros. But the Gemara says, wait a second. Hamashunahu. Why would you pay Nezek Shalem? This is Mishuna. This is not typical for to just go on to the on the Isa. So if it's Mishuna, it's Karen. You should definitely pay in Chatzi Nezek. He says, no. It dachik le'ama. It was in a very tight quarters and he had no choice. So it's midin. So he has to go to the bathroom. It's midin regel. It goes to the bathroom. And therefore, the machlokus is whether or not Tzroros you pay Nezek Shalem and Chatzi Nezek. So the Gemara says, if it's the machlokus between Sumchus, so v'leim Rav Yehuda halachka Sumchus, v'leim Rav Lazar halachka Rabbanan. Why do they say their own shitas? Just say, this goes like Sumchus, this goes like Rabbanan. Why do they have to say Chatzi Nezek or Nezek? So Gemara says, Gololim it's Rikhle. No, we need this because we're talking about Gololim. Sapta Taita Kamina, Holu Basa Gufa Gririn, Kigufa Dame Kamashmalan. We have to deal with Sephik Din by Gololim because you would think that since Gololim come directly out from the body, you would think maybe it's still connected to the body, it's not in Sroros. So the Machlokas here comes to teach us that it is Sroros. We got 2 minutes, let's do the next Raya. So, Toshma, another, Titani Rami Bar Yecheskel. Tarnagol shahoshit rosho le'avir shkliz chuchas. A tarnagol, a chicken, puts its beak, its head into a glass jar. V'tukabo, and it screams out, usvaro, and it breaks the kli because of the coal. Right? So, Meshalim Nezek Shalem. He pays Nezek Shalem. Amr Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Amri Bey Rav, Sus should start off the Chomer Shanov, Shibas Akelim, Meshalim Chatzin Nezek. If a Sus calls out, or a Chomer, they call out, and with the coal, their voice, they break the kli, you only play Chatzin Nezek. So one's Nezek Shalom, one's Chatzin Nezek. Talking about, it looks Tzroros here, the voice of the Tzroros. So my love, he's going to Ovid Plus of Zimnei, Ubahaka Mikhagi, Mar Sover, Yesha Odo, Mar Sover, Ein Ha'Odo. He did it three times, it's the fourth time. One says Nezek Shalom, it's because it's Ha'Odo, but Tzroros. Chatzin Nezek is no Ha'Odo, but Tzroros. He goes, no. Chad Zimna. Again, Chad Zimna fluked to the Sumchus Rabbanan Kamiflaki. I, Bahamashuna. Why you had this whole thing? This is Mashuna. It's not typical for it to break. So he says, no, for it to go into the glass bottle. The Isbe Bizani. And if it's Mashuna, it's only Shabbat Chatzin Nezek, because Karen. No, the Isbe Bizani. The Bryce is talking about the case with Izroim. There's some seeds in the Kli. So it's typical for the chicken to go in, and therefore it's not Mashuna. It's Sroros of Regel. But it's talking about the case. The Machlok is between Sumchus and Rabbanan. There's no Rai here. There's no right here for either way for Rava. Have a good day.